I have two adult sons. My youngest son, he caught the brunt of my addiction, and his dad and I, we struggled in child custody court a lot. If I wasn't with him, he wanted to make my life miserable. That added even more pain to my youngest. And when he got 18 years old, he ran off with part of his college fund. And I haven't seen him from that day to this. I'm just praying and wait for the day when he returns. I'm waiting with bated breath, but I get to have Damien, and Damien's very delightful. He's in L.A. right now, and he left me his nice car, you know, so I must be in good standing. He left me with his baby, so lifetimes should bring about a change, because it's been a few years ago, he'd been too angry at me to do that. But even in the worst of my addiction, he was always right there. When I would try to make right, he would always be my cheerleader, bless his heart. That's one of the things, I guess, especially the older you get, the more you'll realize is that family is a lot. But I also have learned about relationships that aren't family. It's cool to have a big, loving family, right? Even if they aren't bloodlines. I was at Haymarket, and Rachel came. Rachel is an organizer at Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. You know, it seemed like we just gelled, meshed, or however you want to say it. But we hit it off. And from that day to this, we've become great friends. And I actually have formed relationships that will probably last all the days of my life throughout the coalition. Some things are just orchestrated in our lives. Even the bad part can be turned around to the good. So a lot of things I wish I hadn't done, but I can't undo it. I can't undo it. But it's part of who I am. Getting involved with the coalition has really been a positive outlet for me. And it's kept me uplifted and just trying to be more about the positive as opposed to being dwelling into the negative.